This is Akashvani. The news read by Ramya. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the security situation in Manipur. Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla, Intelligence Bureau Chief Tapan Deka, Chief of Army Staff General Manoj Pandey, Chief of Army Staff Designate General Upendra Dwivedi, Manipur DGP Rajiv Singh and other senior officers attended the meeting. 9 people were killed, including 3 rail officials, as 2 compartments of the Sialdah-bound Kanchanjunga Express derailed after a goods train collided with it from behind near New Jalpaiguri Station in West Bengal this morning. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Chairman and CEO of the Railway Board, Jaya Verma, said the rescue operation has been completed. She said around 50 people were injured in the accident. She said help desks have been established at all railway stations along Agartala-Sialdah route. Railway sources said a container train overshot the signal and hit the rear portion of the Kanchanjunga Express. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said ex gratia compensation of 10 lakh rupees will be given to the next of kin of deceased, 2 lakh 50,000 towards grievous injuries and 50,000 rupees for minor injuries. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the tragic train accident. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist was killed in an encounter at Aragam Hamlet in North Kashmir's Bandipora district today. According to police officials, a joint team of Army, CRPF and J&K police launched a cordon and search operation in Aragam Bandipora after having credible inputs about the presence of terrorists. As the joint team of forces approached the suspected spot, the hiding terrorists fired upon the security forces, triggering an encounter. The gunfire was continuing till the reports last came in. BJP has appointed state election in charge and co-in charge for the ensuing assembly polls in the Maharashtra, Haryana, Jharkhand and Jammu and Kashmir. The party has appointed Bhupendra Yadav as state election in charge and Ashwini Vaishnav co-in charge for Maharashtra assembly polls. Dharmendra Pradhan and Biplab Kumar Dev have been made state election in charges for Haryana. For the Jharkhand assembly election, Shivraj Singh Chauhan has been appointed state in charge and Hemant Biswa Sarma as co-in charge. Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy has been given the charge for Jammu and Kashmir assembly elections. Eid al-Azha, the festival of sacrifice, is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The devotees offered Eid namaz or prayers in Eidgahs and mosques this morning. Later, they exchanged Eid greetings. In the national capital, Delhi, main congregations were held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpur Mosque and Shahi Eidgah. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have wished the people of India on the auspicious occasion of Eid. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the President of the Republic of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, on his re-election. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he looked forward to working with Mr. Ramaphosa to further strengthen the India-South Africa strategic partnership. The red carpet event of the Mumbai International Film Festival, scheduled to take place in New Delhi today, has been cancelled. This is for the first time that the 18th Mumbai International Film Festival is expanding to other cities. Heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are likely to continue over many parts of Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi during the next 2 days. India Met Department, IMD, has predicted that the heat wave conditions will gradually abate thereafter under the influence of approaching western disturbance towards northwest India. It said heat wave conditions is also likely over isolated parts of Jammu Kashmir, North Madhya Pradesh and coastal Andhra Pradesh, Rajasthan, Vidarbha and Gangetic West Bengal. Diksha Dagar has secured the 6th place tie at Ladies Italian Open Golf. Diksha proved her talents once again in this challenging tournament. Next week, she will defend her title that she won at Czech Ladies Open last year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.